Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with our next guest, and that would be Keyshawn Thompson, who joins us from the Tempe Coalition. Check them out online. It's tempecoalition.org. Give them a phone call, 480-858-2300. If you struggle with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs, just need somebody to talk to, the Tempe Coalition is the place for you. Now joining us, without further ado, Keyshawn Thompson. How you doing, Keyshawn?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, it's a good morning. You know, I had my coffee, so everything's going pretty good.
So he's ready to rock and roll.
18 years old and drinking coffee, man. I never even thought about drinking coffee when I was 18, man. It's like
I still don't.
I was afraid that it would stunt my growth. And you know what? I never grew, so I should have drank coffee earlier is what I'm saying.
Join the
I started that 14, you know, I never looked back. And so I think it kind of helped me, you know, because I was a struggling, you know, high school student. So, you know, staying up, knocking out essays, so.
Well, tell us a little bit about your high school experience. I know that you went to Tempe High, but I don't want to steal your thunder. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the Celebrating Champions for Youth event, which is in November. So go ahead.
Okay. So my name's Keyshawn Thompson, like you said, and I graduated from Tempe High, you know, class of 2020, the quarantine. And my high school experience was pretty fun. You know, I, you know, played football all 4 years. I loved it. I did track for the past 3 years. You know, I took, you know, rigorous classes. You know, I was an all-around kid. You know, I was in multiple clubs. I was just, like, as, like, spread out as possible, you know, because I was going to a new high school. I didn't have any, you know, I didn't know anybody going to that school, you know, because I come from East Phoenix, and so it was a whole different new scene for me. So I knew I wanted to just get out there and, you know, find myself. And so, yeah, I definitely had fun. I love playing ball. You know, coaches are great over there, and I still talk to them to this day. So, yeah, that's my high school experience in a nutshell.
Put it this way, we like you already because you played sports, which obviously means you enjoy sports. You probably like talking about sports. So,
yeah.
You've got a friend in us. Don't worry about that. But I want to ask you a little bit about the award that you won. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So the award I won is called, it's an event that the coalition, you know, throws, every year, and it started back in 2017. It's called, Celebrating Champions for the Youth event. Is it okay if I give a little background information about it?
Absolutely. Please.
Okay. Yeah. So the event started in, November 2017. And, so the first event celebrated two adults, it says two adults champion youth to live their full potential. And then, so those two, you know, winners were the chief of police, and then the assistant superintendent of high school district. And then the second year, it was three adults who were nominated, Director Nami Kid with Dronda, Vice Mayor, and McClintock Senior. And then last year, which was the year I won, it was...
I think you had five awards, correct?
Right. Yeah, it was five awards. So I heard an alert, got sidetracked. So it was five awards, you know, the Tempe High SR, which I, you know, I came to know. He's a really, you know, upstanding dude. And then the Tempe Chamber of Commerce and Food Service Works from McClintock. And then Cynthia and me were the two youth winners.
Okay.
Two youth award winners. And it was a pretty fun experience. You know, it was at Capadre High School.
Hey, let me ask you this. What's the difference between the Conquer Award and the award that you won, which is the Champion Award?
Okay, so from what I can tell, the Champion Award was more like directed to like making, you know, the people around you better. So like community service, being like a positive person, you know, just kind of like uplifting everyone around you. I want to say, because I read the little bio when I got the award, and that's kind of like what it was about. And then the Conqueror Award was about stepping up to the plate, you know, getting through your like a struggle that you had to deal with, you know. You know, just dealing with adversity. There we go.
Sure.
Dealing with adversity, and so that was kind of like the difference between them. But you know, they're both, you know, really, you know, good awards to get. And so, and then also with the two awards, they gave out $200 scholarships to the two youth award winners.
Excellent.
And so, and then another thing about the event is every year they have food donated from like local restaurants and stuff like that. So you know, it's kind of like a So, like, when you get there, you know, like, so I'll talk about it last year. So last year when I got there, you know, it was a whole bunch of tables set up, and then there was just food everywhere, you know, from different, like, all different types of food. Like, I don't even know, like, it's easier to tell you what food they didn't have. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a wide range of food, and you know, it was pretty good. And so, yeah, and then so so this year's event will be on November 18th, and so we're thinking about having a virtual option just because given the whole situation going on with, right, like, video awards and stuff like that. And, yeah, so this year we'll have three adult and one youth champion award. They're kind of combining the two, Conquer and Champion Awards, is from what I heard. And so that's how they're going about that. And then hopefully I will be able to attend that because, you know, that's going to be, like, the peak of my fall semester because I will be attending ASU this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going into, you know, mechanical engineering. So that's going to be kind of, it's going to be, you know, a change in scenery. So hopefully I can attend that. I plan to attend that, but, you know, so we'll see how that goes.
That's the voice of Keyshawn Thompson hanging out with us from the Tempe Coalition. Again, check out the website. It's tempecoalition.org. Call them. They're not only for youth, it's for adults as well. 480-858-2300. Hey, let me ask you a little bit about this. The theme this year is making waves. Can you expand on that and tell us a little bit about what that means and the significance of it?
So unfortunately, I was not in the loop. So I did know that, you know, the theme was making waves, but to be honest, I'm not really sure on, you know, the thought behind that. But, you know, I'm sure if, you know, connect with Hillary, she can give you a better, you know, understanding of what that means.
Absolutely. I will, for sure. Because,
yeah,
I'm curious, because in my head, I'm thinking making waves, right? And I'm thinking about, mm-hmm, what's happening in the world right now. And, mm-hmm, the only way for us to change what's happening is we're going to have to make waves to do that. And again, I could be taking this completely out of context, but I'm thinking about it in my head and what's happening, mm-hmm, in the world right now and the movement that we're seeing. And I think that if it is being tied in some way, shape, or form, that's awesome. And if it's not, and I'm taking this in my own direction, hopefully Hillary's listening and she can maybe obviously shoot me a text or whatever and explain it. But at the end of the day, I do think that it's all about just relating everything that you do in your life with what's happening in the real world, correct?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Okay, so I guess, let me see here. Hold on. Let me see is... Because as I'm talking to you, see, this is the beauty of live radio, right? And so, yes, she says, she is saying, yes, Hillary got back to me and she says, Tempe's motto is making waves in the desert. We are joining in on that. And she said, yes. So I'm assuming that I've got this kind of right in my head, is that, mm-hmm, we the only way to make things better is to make waves about it and to get your message heard, right? I mean, at the end of the day, mm-hmm, that's what we need. And the only way we get that is if we all come together and we listen to each other. And obviously I'm talking about what's happening in the world right now, whether, mm-hmm, it's COVID-19 and or what's happening with the police and the brutality that they seem to overdo all the time. We saw it again, mm-hmm, in Atlanta the other night. I mean, it's mind-boggling how things are happening in society today. And I don't want to make you necessarily take a side or anything, but feel free to speak about it if you want, Keyshawn. I mean, what are you thinking about what's happening in the world right now?
So from a personal, you know, standpoint, I think, you know, what's going on in the world is, you know, a really tragic event. It breaks my heart that, you know, it takes, you know, these horrific events to happen just so, you know, people can kind of realize what it's like growing up African-American. And so I, you know, that's like why it breaks my heart, because growing up, you know, with my family, you know, my siblings, we've dealt with this our whole lives. We've come to see this kind of as, like, I don't want to say normal, but we kind of, like, you know, it's not like we're not too shocked anymore. You know, we're fully aware of how, you know, everything is in the world and, you know, how things came to be. And so it just really breaks my heart that, you know, that things like this happen, and that's when people, you know, finally, you know, start to listen and stuff like that and start to, you know, dive deeper into the meaning and into like the understanding and why everything happens the way it happens and why, you know, and why it's not okay and stuff like that. And so I, you know, I, that's, you know, that's kind of why, you know, it breaks my heart just because of that, you know, because, like I said, like, these events shouldn't happen, you know. They in, like, no place, shape, or form should, you know, the events like this be happening.
I agree.
And so,
I agree. We're on the same page, man. I totally agree with you. And, you know, I also look at it like this. If we're not able to talk about this stuff, then we're not able to fix the problem. And ultimately, you know, the more you, it sounds to me like you have had a pretty good upbringing first and foremost, which I myself feel like I had a pretty good upbringing. My parents taught me right and wrong. They taught me to care for everybody, to love and not hate more so than anything. And ultimately, I grew up in a really unique situation where I was integrated with all different types of people. And you know what? To this day, I'm going to tell you right now, it's made me a better person because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important. I think it's really weird out here. I don't, obviously you went to Tempe High. Where did you go to high school, Spencer?
Desert Mountain.
Okay. So I'm going to assume that both of those high schools, they're public schools. So they're probably a little bit more diverse than some of the private schools that we have out here. To me, growing up as a kid, I thought that was extremely important to integrate yourself with different people and to realize that we all are different. But you know what? We're different, but we're all the same too. So nobody's better than anybody in my book, man. And we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you got anything, brother?
No, Keyshawn, I was going to tell you, as a former teacher, you know, you talk about your time at Tempe High as a pretty positive one. How did those teachers at Tempe High kind of shape who you are right now?
Oh, I love this. So, you know, I only ever had, you know, one issue with one teacher. And, you know, we don't have to get into that. But every single person I've ever come into contact with was just amazing, you know, from the, you know, the administration up front to the teachers I had, you know, all through the, you know, 4 years. It was just an amazing time, you know. You know, it, you know, at some point, you know, I definitely didn't like it, you know, due to stress and, you know, staying up and, you know, just cramming out all these different assignments and stuff like that. And so, but my, like, the teachers were, you know, out of this world, you know, so as I went through high school, you know, some people kind of think that, you know, teachers are bad, you know, like they kind of get into that mindset that not every teacher is there to look out for you. At Tempe High, I can definitely say, as long as you put the work in and as long as you have a good and positive attitude, those teachers, administration will go through anything to get you to that next level, you know, whether that be, you know, doing a last minute recommendation for you, whether that be, you know, giving you a little, you know, extra time on your assignments because they know you're a two season athlete. They know you're in other hard classes and stuff like that. So as long as you communicate and, you know, you can physically talk to an adult, you'll be completely fine. And that's why I love Tempe High, because, you know, I was able to, you know, have that one-on-one conversation with anybody, you know, whether that be for asking for help or, you know, sitting down or venting or anything like that. Like, I was able to have that, and that's what I really appreciated about Tempe High was, you know, their support group. Not support group, but, like, how everyone is so supportive of you, you know?
Yeah. No,
I
think that's pretty cool. I mean, at the end of the day, I think if you ask for help, they're going to give it to you, man. And I think I think this leads me to another question for you too, to be honest with you. How did you get involved with the Tempe Coalition?
Okay. Yeah. So that's a good question as well. So it kind of like,
thanks, Keyshawn.
So
I appreciate that.
It all stemmed from the youth award that I won last year in November. So right after I won it, you know, so a part of the event, you had to give a speech or, like, you know, say a couple words. And I didn't even know until I got there. You know, I didn't know anything. I thought I was just going to be handed the award and then I was going to go home pretty much.
Right.
No, like, everyone before me, because I was the last one, everyone before me gave a speech and I was like, oh, man. And, you know, Officer Bennett, which is the Tempe High SRO, or that got that award,
uh-huh.
He was like, you ready? He was like, you ready? And then, you know, it came for me, and, you know, and then so, you know, so up until right before you got your award, they gave a slideshow, or at least for me, of, like, interviewing different people, and Hillary actually, you know, snuck around campus, you know, with my head coach, and went to different teachers that, you know, that were, you know, really supportive of me. And they recorded videos. And so right before I was about to get up there, they showed all the videos. And they did this like a month and a half prior. So like there was so much planning going on. It took me by surprise. But so after that, I gave my speech. And from what I'm told, it was good. But I, you know, I just went up there and winged it. So
that's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it, Keyshawn. You did it the right way. Because a lot of times when you have things written down, you don't say them anyway. You wind up looking at those words and you can't get them out anyway. So quite frankly, most of the stuff that I do is completely off the cuff, and it usually winds up better that way. And when you talk about Hillary, that's Hillary Cummings, who's the program director for the Tempe Coalition and Tempe Community Council. So she's extremely active. We talked to Paula as well. You know that we talked to Lauren Young, another youngster like yourself who is going to make a positive impact on this world. I got to ask you, so your award, you've obviously continued your involvement in the coalition as a youth committee chair. Tell us what a youth committee chair does. What's your role?
Okay, yeah. So it's, you know, it's pretty fun. So pretty much like any sort of like youth engagement, any sort of like anything involving youth, I'm pretty much, you know, along with my co-chair, have a say in it. You know, we kind of give our thoughts. Lauren typically chimes in a lot too, because, you know, she's, you know, a part of the youth just like me. And so, you know, we kind of come together as like a unit and kind of speak for the youth. So whether that be, you know, our ideas on like new ideas that they're coming up with, you know, whether that be on how to address the youth, whether that like, you know, be how we think, you know, if they were to put an advertisement out, how we think it would best, you know, gain the attention, you know, pretty much just like, we're pretty much that youth perspective that the coalition needs in order to assess the youth. And so and then another thing, you know, we do is like, as far as like the engagement is, we set up a weekly team talk with Not My Kid.
Yes.
Which is hosted by Geronda, which is a pretty good, pretty cool lady, you know, I'm really happy that I met her. And so the weekly team talks were for athletes because, you know, since the whole COVID thing, you know, their seasons got slashed. And so we were worried about, you know, a lot of the kids, you know, because, you know, a lot of those kids went from being active every day, you know, to being couch potatoes. And, you know, that mental, you know, that plays a role into your mental health. And so that was like what we were worried about. So we wanted to make a, you know, weekly Zoom call to where kids can come back on, you know, compete, whether that be like cooking, you know, doing push-ups, you know, just rock, paper, scissors, like any kind of competition that we thought of. And so we wanted to give them that environment, that brotherhood, that team that they were so used to being on and so used to being around 24/7. That way, you know, they didn't start to, you know, drift off or, you know, start doing things they normally shouldn't have been doing and stuff like that. So that's kind of like what we do as a youth committee, is engage the youth as well as, you know, provide a perspective of the youth to the Tempe Coalition.
I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Keyshawn, I got the most important question between Andy and I here. You know, you say you're a sports guy. who are your teams? Who do you root for?
You know, I'm born and raised in, you know, Arizona, so I root for all Arizona teams, whether that be Cardinals. I don't watch hockey, but whether that be the Coyotes. I don't really watch baseball, so the Diamondbacks. But, you know, pretty much anything of Arizona I represent, you know, the Sun. Like, I'm all for it.
That's good, man. Well, you should definitely be true to your local teams, but
at least unlike Cowboys.
But unlike Mike, I'm going to be the bearer of bad news. Okay, I hear all the hype about the Cardinals this year. I know that they've improved the roster a lot, but with that being said, you still have to go out there and do it on the field. And I'm going to relate this to what's happening right now. Do you think sports come back, and do they come back positively, or are we going to have some bumps in the road, some hiccups?
Aren't they, you know, they're talking about not filling the stands, right? And it's just going to be the players. So, I mean, as far as, like, from being an athlete, that stand is, like, amazing. You know, when you take the field and you got a whole, like, city rooting for you.
Right.
That, like, that sets the whole tone of the game.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's, you know, those are professional players. They've been playing ball their whole life, you know. So, as far as, like, on a professional level, I think they'll be just fine. I think it might be a little dry, you know, because they're used to that big stand, but all of them are doing that for a living. All of them are, you know, getting paid millions to play the game that they love, the game that they grew up with. So as far as, like, dull moments, I don't think there's going to be a dull moment. I think there's just going to be a lack of noise.
And we're starving for entertainment so badly that quite frankly, I think we're willing to take it any way we can get it, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't even know, you know, how that might go. But, I like, personally, I don't believe there's going to be a hiccup or anything like that. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be...
I like your positivity, but I'm going to tell you, I think that there's definitely going to be some hiccups along the way. And hopefully too many people don't get sick. And the people that do get sick, let's hope, like, for my case... So you don't know that much about me, but I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, okay? And if Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Bledsoe, if those guys wind up getting sick with COVID-19 in the finals, I'm going to be a really unhappy guy, right? I mean, think about that.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that would suck. You know,
that would suck,
you, but, you know.
Well, it happens.
That would be, you know, see, I can definitely see the hiccups on that side, but I don't know. I guess time will tell. So, I mean, all those guys are, you know, the best shape of their life. And so I feel like they'll be just fine. And I'm sure, you know, the league is taking, you know, serious cautions about, you know, potential exposure.
Yeah, but,
you know, that's game changer right there. You know, your star athlete.
Right. And let's be honest, man, it's going to happen. It's going to happen to somebody. So it'll be really interesting to see how it all plays out. Can you do us a favor? Give us a final word for the Tempe Coalition, which, by the way, you can go to the website. It's tempecoalition.org, or give them a phone call. It's 480-858-2300. You can call them, get some more information about what they do to help the community. But I want you to give us a final word for the Tempe Coalition.
Okay, so it's a final word, I would say, you know, Tempe Coalition is, you know, all about helping. You know, if anybody, you know, listening right now wants to get involved, contact, you know, Hillary_Cummings@tempe.gov. You know, just get involved. You know, they took someone like me and, you know, we went off with it. So, you know, we're always looking for helpers. The youth out there, we're looking for more youth. You know, we're just looking for more help. You know, we will never turn anybody away unless, you know, you give us a reason to, of course. But, you know, we're always looking for more helpers. So just get involved, guys, and stay safe out there.
And I got one more thing. What would you say to somebody that is a little afraid maybe of making that step because they don't know that they can get this help? So what would you say to encourage them? Basically, my thought would be is that there's somebody for everybody. Because like you said,
definitely.
You know, there's young people, there's old people. There's somebody for everybody. And I think that that's a really extremely important message for people that are unaware and they're maybe afraid to take that step. There's somebody that will listen to you. There's somebody that will help you, right?
Uh-huh. I would definitely, you know, if you're one of those people that, you know, aren't really sure or, you know, you don't want to jump up to the, you know, the top level of the coalition, contact me. You know, my email is Keyshawn_Thompson@tempe.gov. And so, you know, I'm only 18, you know, so I'm still new to this whole kind of thing. But if that kind of, you know, gives you a refresh and, you know, I'm not so much of a, you know, like, I'm not that too high up. So if you need somebody who's more down to earth and more young and more, I don't want to say young, but more like, open, I want to say.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I feel like it's easier to approach, you know, younger people than, you know, if you were talking to somebody who's like higher up there. So I don't know. If you just need somebody kind of brief you, talk to you more about it, contact me, Keyshawn_Thompson@tempe.gov. And I'd be more happy than to talk with you, chat with you, email you, and kind of give you more information about that. So
awesome. So it's either, you can either get a hold of Keyshawn_Thompson@tempe.gov, or you can also get a hold of Hillary_Cummings@tempe.gov. Mm-hmm. Hey, Keyshawn, appreciate you, man. Like I told you 10, 15 minutes, bro. We did a half hour, okay?
I told you I could chew up the clock with you.
Sounds good, man. Have a great day. Have a good, and obviously we wish you nothing but luck and have a great time at ASU. What you're doing to help people is awesome, man. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keyshawn Thompson from the Tempe Coalition, tempecoalition.org to check them out online. Give them a phone call. They're there to help you. 480-858-2300.